we meet.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have a great show planned during the first hour. We'll be joined by Brent Lalonde. We're going to be talking about the Arnold, as it's become known, kind of like Prince just had Prince and Madonna is just Madonna. The Arnold, which is the Arnold Sports Festival. I like to call it the Sports Extravaganza. 25 years in the making. Gets bigger and better every year. We're going to talk to Brent about that. And then later in the show, we'll be joined by Rob Regish as we perform your favorite episode of Superhuman Radio, the Blueprint Power Hour, where we answer listener questions about everything from training, supplementation, even gray market products. So you'll want to stay tuned for that. Rob Regish will be joining, as usual. Okay, let's get underway. Brent Lalonde, how you doing?
Doing great. How you doing? Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Yeah, my pleasure. And you know what? It's important. A lot of people probably know about the Arnold already, but there's a lot of people who don't. And it really is the single biggest in the United States. I mean, I got to tell you something. I was thinking about this the other day. Next to, you know, the Olympics, I would venture a guess that the Arnold reaches more people and attracts more people to the United States to perform in different events related to physical culture than anything other than the Olympics. You think that's a misstatement?
No. By no means. The Summer Games had 10 or 11,000 athletes. We're going to have about 18,000 athletes over 4 days in Columbus, Thursday through Sunday. And the most amazing stat of all the stats I can talk about is that those 18,000 athletes come from more than 80 different nations. So it's really athletes coming from all over the world to compete and perform here in Columbus, Ohio, and they've been doing it for 25 years. And as you know, the event just keeps getting bigger and better every year.
Now let's talk about something for a second. I know the linkage to Columbus, Ohio. Arnold has always had a great friend there, and obviously he likes the city. The event didn't start out in Columbus, did it?
Well, the event did. The real short story is that in the late 1960s, a Columbus businessman named Jim Lorimer, who is now a legendary figure in the sport, was involved in AAU track and field. Did some sports promotion through track and field with the AAU. Then the AAU asked him to host, at the time, the AAU U.S. Weightlifting Championships in 1967. That led to Columbus hosting the World Weightlifting Championships in 1970. And so in putting that event on, Jim had at that point little or no bodybuilding experience. In putting that event on, they decided to add a Mr. World competition. The 1970 World Weightlifting Championships were to be broadcast on Wide World of Sports.
Right.
It was a two-hour block of time. They had an hour for the World Weightlifting Championships, and they wanted a second hour of programming, so they put on the Mr. World competition. At the time, Arnold was very young, just coming up in the sport. Arnold and most of the other top pros were competing in the Mr. Universe show the night before in London. Jim reached out to Arnold and the other top guys and said, "I want you guys to come compete in Columbus on Sunday." Arnold said, "I can do that, but how do we get there?" They sent a private plane to pick him up in New York. They bring him in. Arnold wins the Mr. World in Columbus in 1970, earns $500, and goes on to win everything for the next 5 or 6 years.
Now, there were some big names. I read this in Randy Roach's book, Muscle, Smoke, and Mirrors, and as you were reciting the story, I was thinking, oh, yeah, I remember this now. There were some big names that showed up also besides Arnold, But there was somebody who was supposed to show up and didn't at the last minute, and I want to say that was Sergio, or am I wrong about that?
No, it was Sergio. Franco Colombo and all the other top guys came. Sergio did not.
And he regretted that later on. I think I remember reading something where he regretted it, and I forget what the reasoning was. I don't know if it was because he felt that he couldn't do both shows back to back or something like that, but he always regretted, not being there.
Yes, that's exactly the story. And then what happens is Arnold and Jim hit it off. And this is obviously way before Arnold becomes who he is,
right?
Not only in the sport of bodybuilding, but in his other careers. And Arnold tells Jim, "When I'm done competing, I'm going to come back and we're going to promote the sport together."
While the event was kind of found its genesis in bodybuilding and weightlifting. It has morphed into so much more than that, but we cannot deny its roots in bodybuilding and weightlifting, right?
No, we cannot. And what happens is after that 1970 encounter, Arnold and Jim have very, very little interaction for the next 5 years. Arnold goes on to win the Olympia from 70 to 75.
Right.
And then, after the 75 Olympia, I believe it was, he retires. That was the Olympia in which they made the pumping iron. He comes back to Columbus on his way back to town, and stops in to see Jim and says, "I'm retired from the sport. I want to go into promotion. What can we do?" And then they immediately bid on and get the rights to host the Olympia. Back then, the Olympia moved, as you know, it moved around
right.
Not only the United States but around the world.
Right.
And they kind of grabbed hold of the Olympia and promoted the Olympia in Columbus, I believe, 8 times between 1976 and 1986. So Jim and Arnold, what they grabbed onto and took for their own was the Mr. Olympia contest for much of the late 70s and into the 80s. After the 86 Olympia is when they kind of lost the right to the Olympia. The Olympia was headed back to Vegas, where it's now held every year.
Right.
So it has a permanent home. So they kind of lost the right to host and produce the Olympia here in Columbus. And that is when Arnold said, "Okay, let's do a contest with my name on it. Can't lose that one, right?"
Right.
So,
but he
so
did.
That,
he did something even more. What one of the biggest complaints in the IFBB has always been that the athletes really get very little in the way of purses for these events, and it costs a lot of money to be a competitive bodybuilder today. Football players have an off season. You name it, they have an off season. Bodybuilders have no off season. If a bodybuilder is a bodybuilder for 10 years, they dedicate an entire 10 years end to end to this sport. And there's a lot of money in traveling. There's a lot of money in nutrition. There's a lot of money in supplements. There's a lot of money in this. And then they would go to these events. They would perform and they'd be given $500. And it was almost insulting. And Arnold, being on the other side of the fence, being a competitor, he said, "We're going to make some real purses," didn't he? He upped the ante in a big way.
That was the number one objective between Arnold and Jim's partnership, was increase the cash prizes for the athletes.
Treat the athletes right. I like that about the guy. I got to tell you something. I mean, you know what? Because he could have easily just followed in suit and exploited the athletes, but instead he didn't.
And we were the first show to provide full travel to the athletes, room and board, per diems every day, and really, really treat them like professional athletes. So that was the plan from day one. And in 1989, Jim and Arnold held the first Arnold Schwarzenegger Classic here in Columbus. Just bodybuilding. There was a men's pro show, a women's pro show, and that was it.
Who
All
won?
Best
Who won?
Memorial.
Who won it?
Rich Kaspari.
Oh, cool! Very,
Rich
very
Kaspari
good.
Won it the first year, and in fact, he will. All the champions are coming back this weekend, but Rich will be here, and he will receive a very prestigious award that we give out every year—the Lifetime Achievement Award.
Excellent.
So that's based on not only Rich's competitive career, but what he's done since then, and to promote the sport, and as a businessman with his line of supplements and that sort of thing. So Jim and Arnold start the Arnold Schwarzenegger Classic in 1989. And then, as you mentioned earlier, Arnold in the early 90s was the chairman of the President's Council on Physical Fitness.
Right.
You remember the Great American Workout on the on
yeah,
the
I remember.
White House
I remember
lawn.
Him standing in front of the podium with two little dumbbells in his hands and the jacket with the professional the seal of the President of the United States, talking about how he was going to help motivate America to get healthy.
Yep, Jim Lorimer promoted that event, produced that event. Arnold called up Jim and said, "I need you to do me a favor." Great American Workout on the State House on the White House lawn. So they put that on, and then that led to Arnold challenging Jim to, let's make this more than a bodybuilding weekend. Let's make this a multi-sport festival. So they added, back in the early days in the 90s, some martial arts, some gymnastics, some cheerleading, and that led to adding different sporting events every year with an emphasis on where you could on the Olympic sports. And today, when we start this thing on Thursday, we'll have 45 different sports and events with 18,000 some athletes competing over 4 days. It's a it's really gotten out of control. We take over the whole city. We're in nine different venues, and of those 18,000 athletes, less than 1,000 of them are in the physique sports, amateur and professional bodybuilding. The other
right.
17,000 are kids competing in gymnastics and cheerleading and fencing and weightlifting and on down the list.
Now, before we take this break,
yep.
How many people come to Columbus for the event? How many attendees are there that just show up, not the athletes?
The attendance over 4 days is 175,000 people.
And what kind of money does this generate for the city of Columbus?
It generates about $42.4 million in visitor spending in the city over 4 days. Fills 100 hotels, obviously countless restaurants and taxi cabs and all that, those the shops, and the whole city is impacted.
And I got to say something, right? So I've been going to the Arnold for a lot of years now.
Sure.
I have never seen a person being an idiot at the Arnold. I've never seen anyone be aggressive. I've never seen all there are is polite people who are so excited to be there and to meet people that they've known via the internet that they talk to all year long and sit down and actually be face to face with them, meet the athletes. It's the nicest, most accommodating group of people that you'll ever find, and I'm willing to bet that the city of Columbus would agree with me, or they wouldn't continue to invite the event.
Definitely, definitely. Well, there's two little stories I can tell about that.
Please, please.
What is great about this convention with this event when you're in town is when you're walking down the street, you know these people are in town for the weekend. You can tell they're athletes, they're fit, they're big, and so it's very visible. You have 10,000 doctors in town, and you walk down the street, you can't tell you have 10,000 doctors in town. You have this event in town. Everybody knows the Arnold's here, and the heart and soul of the weekend is in the expo. It's crowded in there, it's packed, but we've been doing it for 25 years. We've never had an incident. And I think one of the reasons that is no matter how big you are, there's somebody else in there that's bigger that'll take you out if you start.
Well, no, I would take exception with that. No, I'm going to tell you why it is. Because those of us involved in physical culture are misrepresented as overly aggressive meatheads. And the truth of the matter is the majority of those people in that room can talk science, can talk biology, and they are not there because they want to be intimidating through their bodies. They're there because they love the feeling of lifting weights. It has nothing to do with somebody being bigger or stronger. It has to do with the fact that we have been mislabeled as a counterculture in being, you know, aggressive, and they want to pound people. Nothing is further from the truth. But I will say this. You go there this weekend and you will never see more guys wearing Affliction t-shirts and nothing else in the coldest weather in the world walking through the city, like, because they are so proud of their physiques, they'd be damned if they're going to put a jacket on. You know what I mean?
As well they should be. We are a huge multi-sport festival, but at the heart and soul, the folks you were talking about are our core audience and our most loyal and the people who make the event special.
Okay, look, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to pick it up. We're talking with Brent Lalonde. We're talking about the Arnold. Hopefully you'll be there. I will be there, as I am every year, and I will be there with the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo. So if any of you want to meet us, probably you want to meet Elisa. She's really pretty. I don't think you need to meet me. I have a face like an old shoe. But we will be there, so we hope to run into a lot of the listeners. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more. We'll be right back.
it seems everyone's sick. You need to do everything you can to avoid it. A healthy immune system starts with a healthy lifestyle. This includes Altrian C. Altrian C delivers the vitamin C your body needs. In fact, Altrian delivers 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. Go to AltrianC.com. That's AltrianC.com. It even comes with a money-back guarantee. For vitamin C that actually gets absorbed, go to AltriantC.com or call 888-437-6353 to order. That's 888-437-6353. Altriant C, 21st Century Vitamin C.
True Protein is now TrueNutrition.com. The company that gave you personalized protein blends has now expanded their offerings to include over 5,000 new products. Whether your interests are health and fitness, sports nutrition and supplements, or fitness gear and accessories, you'll find what you're looking for at TrueNutrition.com. Check out the new vegetarian and vegan product lines as well. Oh, and don't worry, you can still blend your own personal protein supplements with a full range of milk, whey, casein, beef, egg, rice, and soy proteins. Check out TrueNutrition.com today.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechanogrowth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Save money and gain performance and health benefits with Whey Natural USA. They are overstocked and having a blowout sale on 2.5 pound jugs of grass-fed whey. This awesome product comes from Amish-fed cows inside the USA. Whey Natural USA is cold processed through the patented Chill-Rite method and comes with only three ingredients: grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia. Save big. Just click the Whey Natural USA banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Get a free sample plus a 15% discount with free shipping coupon product for the first 100 customers.
Ladies, it's time to improve your sex drive with a female libido supplement patch. The patch contains both DHEA and oxytocin hormones, revving up your passionate side and putting you in a relaxing, loving mood. The continuous 8-hour time-release delivery assures that you are ready for that planned or unexpected occasion. Don't wait to enhance your sex drive. Go to superhumanradio.com and click on the banner ad. That's superhumanradio.com and click on the banner ad.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. I'm excited. The Arnold is this weekend. Every year I wait for it. I don't make it to the Olympia every year. I got to tell you something. But I always make it to the Arnold. And that's because Columbus is, in my humble opinion, everybody talks about Venice Beach, blah, blah, blah. The mecca of physical culture is Columbus, Ohio. You've got Louis Simmons there with some of the strongest men in the world. There's more guys in Columbus, Ohio that can squat 1,000 pounds than any place else in the world, and I would bet money on that, okay? You've got the Arnold Sports Festival, which brings more people who are involved in physical culture to the city of Columbus, Ohio, than any place else. And in fact, I got an email from my friend Dr. Bob Goldman not too long ago. Unfortunately, I couldn't attend. He was inviting me as a VIP. Apparently, there is an international Sports Hall of Fame in Columbus that some bodybuilders were inducted into this year. Do you know anything about that?
Yes. Dr. Goldman founded the International Sports Hall of Fame here at our weekend last year in 2012. And in this year, 2013, we're going to have the second class of inductees. And that includes Franco Columbu is in that class,
right?
As well as a local legend here, Archie Griffin, the only two-time Heisman Trophy winner, Blaine Wilson, a local guy who's an Olympic champion, Bruno Sammartino, the WWE wrestler.
I love Bruno.
Earl the Pearl Monroe. That's a very eclectic group of guys that are going to be inducted into Dr. Bob's Hall of Fame on Saturday at our weekend.
I may show up. I thought it was before, I thought it was Wednesday or Thursday, and I'm not leaving until Friday morning, but I may show up for that. I may email Bob back and tell him I want to be there. But I got to tell you something. I would go because I want to meet Bruno Sammartino, and I'll tell you why. When I was a kid growing up in Brooklyn, we had on one of the UHF channels, Lucha Libre Wrestling on Friday nights, and Bruno Sammartino being Italian, my father would say to me, you want to be strong like Bruno, you got to eat your pasta fazool. That's how he would get me to eat certain foods that I didn't want to eat, because he'd say, you want to be strong like Bruno. So I grew up looking at Bruno Sammartino as an example of physical culture as a young boy. So I would really like, I'd like to meet him, and I'd like to tell him that story. So there you go.
You must be a few years older than I am, Carl, because I was a child of the late 70s, and I grew up on Gordon Solie and the TWA down in Atlanta. So we're just a little bit of a half generation off the
there you go.
On our pro wrestling.
There you go. Do you remember the midgets, Skylo Lowe and who was the other guy? Oh, the midget wrestlers were really funny. I used to
absolutely.
Like, but anyway, okay. So, do you think that's a dramatic statement for me to say that Columbus, Ohio, may be the mecca of physical culture?
I don't think it's too far off. And one of the places that I think is the most historic venues in the history of the sport is Veterans Memorial. I mean, I call it the Lambeau Field of Bodybuilding. The guys who walked across that stage in the last 43 years is the who's who of the sport, and those who have won the Arnold Classic, there's only about 13 of those guys that have won the Arnold Classic, and they will all be back this weekend, appearing at a couple of our events, including, of course, Saturday night at the Arnold Classic at Vets. So getting all those guys back on the stage, we've not done that since the 20th anniversary 5 years ago, will be a very, very special moment in the history of our event.
What's different about the event this year besides that? What else can we – are there any new competitions that we should know about?
Yeah, we added two new events this year. One of the most exciting ones for us is the Arnold Scottish Highland Games.
Wow.
We've never done Highland Games before. We're going to do that on Sunday. It's a professional contest with 10 guys from around the states competing. There's a downtown green space that just opened in the last year or so in the heart of our center city called Columbus Commons. So now we have a venue to go outside on Sunday and have that competition. That's going to be very cool. We're very, very, very proud to introduce that sport to the weekend.
Highland Games are awesome. Some strong dudes perform in the Highland Games.
The strength of those guys is off the hook, and the uniqueness of the events with the caber and weight over bar and that sort of stuff, and they wear their kilt, and it's very, very photogenic, and it's very it's going to add a lot of new character and uniqueness to our weekend, and we've been working very hard to promote that event and hoping to draw a nice crowd down to that event on Sunday. The other new event is we have an event called the Arnold Survival Race obstacle course type 5K that's very family friendly entry level type warrior dash, if you will, and that's going to draw a few thousand athletes to a park called Lou Berliner Park in downtown on Saturday. So those are a couple that we always add something every year, and those are the two things that are coming on board here in 2013.
You know, I love the city of Columbus. I love going up there every year because there's so many fun things to do even outside, you know, of the event itself. Do you have any favorite events, Brent, that you like to attend that maybe were not favorites of yours growing up, things that you enjoyed that you like to go and watch now?
You know, unfortunately on the weekend, there's so much stuff going on, I can't see it all. But the things that I really, that I try to get to when I'm a big, I love the combat sports. We have an amateur MMA event, with about 20 bouts of good high quality amateur MMA guys on Friday night. We have a professional boxing event where we have a local guy, Michael Clark's a veteran pro boxer, and another guy going for the U.S. WBC welterweight belt. So those events that are outside the convention center, that they're at a downtown place called the LC Pavilion, very, very cool events that I try to get to when I can. They coincide with our pro bodybuilding shows. We've got so much stuff going on.
That's part of the problem. As a matter of fact,
it all competes with each other.
Yes, at least the past few years, I want to say, and I stand to be corrected, that there has been a professional MMA fight in town. You know, who's the guy? Dana.
Dana White. We had the UFC here 1 year, and I want to say they were here 2 years actually.
2 years. 2000. Yeah.
10 and 11 maybe. And then we had a Strike Force card. We had a WEC card 1 year. And the reality of that sport is all those organizations are combining. The UFC is buying them all up. And now, we can't get into the rotation with the UFC every year. So this is the first year that we're not having a pro MMA event at Nationwide Arena on Saturday night. So that'll, We want to find something that we can put it Nationwide on that scale on Saturday night. We just weren't able to make it happen this year.
Okay, so for people who have never been there, but if you're within driving distance of Columbus, it's well worth, even if you've got to take a 6-hour ride into Columbus, you'll find something that you'll love there, and you'll find a reason that you'll keep coming back every year, I guarantee you. What does it cost to attend? Where do people get tickets? And when should people start arriving?
At this point, the best place to get tickets is just at the door. Very, very few of our events sell out. The weekend starts on Thursday, and Thursday is all at Vets Memorial, where we have the Arnold Amateur bodybuilding competition is up to 650 athletes from 60-some nations. In bodybuilding, classic bodybuilding, women's bodybuilding, fitness figure, bikini, every both men's and women's physique, every competition and division that you can think of. That starts on Thursday, and then we really get started on Friday.
Yeah.
Friday through Sunday is when the expo and most of the competitions are going on. And that daily expo ticket, which is $15 a day, gets you into 95% of what we do.
Hey, it's like trick or treating for adults. I mean, I see people leaving the expo with two gigantic shopping bags at busting a strength, filled to the brim with every kind of supplement sample you can imagine. I mean, I'm talking about each one of those bags could possibly be worth $800-$900. They walk away with two bags. It's like adult trick or treating. If you go to the Arnold, just walk up and down the event in the expo one day, and that'll pay for your entire trip.
It is Christmas Day every day here.
So much fun.
So the expo is the heart and soul of what we do. But when you're in the convention center, there's so much going on. There's weightlifting, there's powerlifting, there's gymnastics, there's cheerleading, we have a jump rope competition this year for the first time. We got a big CrossFit competition.
Arm wrestling.
In Hall C on Friday is the Arnold Amateur World Strongman Championships. That goes on Friday with 60 athletes from 20 different nations, and then that space converts on Saturday and Sunday into the Arnold Martial Arts Festival, where you have every discipline you can think of, fighting from kids to adults in that space, ballroom dancing, archery, whatever. I mean, we have so much going on. We have the nation's largest archery competition with about 1,400 kids competing.
It is
the state tournament for archery in Ohio, and 1,400 kids compete, and it's just in any other city or any other setting, it would be a huge deal in and of itself. Here, it's one of 45 different sports and events.
And if that all is not enough for you to drive to Columbus for the Arnold Sports Festival, you'll also see Arnold Schwarzenegger. He's all around the place. You'll see him. You'll be able to stand 10 feet away from the guy, and look, and you know what? When Arnold is at the event, all of the posturing is gone. He is available. You can see him. I mean, you may not be able to approach him because he has a throng of people around him, obviously, but he's right there in front of you. If you've ever wanted to see Arnold up close and personal, this may be your only chance, because this is the only place where he kind of lets his hair down. It's very short, but he lets his hair down, and he harkens back to his meager bodybuilding beginnings. He loves bodybuilders, bodybuilding. He's there.
Yeah, the city has a very special place in his heart, but it's also very closely entwined with the sport having a very special place in his heart. And he comes in every year. He's been here 25 straight years. He makes an appearance at every sport and event that we host throughout the weekend.
Yeah.
His schedule is jam-packed, but you've seen it. He walks through the expo, and when he walks in the room, there's an electricity in the air and a buzz that is unmatched in anything I've seen in the years I've been in sport promotion. And he's very approachable. He signs a lot of autographs. He poses for a lot of pictures. Obviously can't do it for everybody because there's so many people there, but he loves to see the fans, interact with the fans and the athletes. And
you know what it is, Brent? You know what it is, Brent? He's back in his element. I think when he's there, he relives where he came from. He reconnects to it. I think it's actually therapeutic for him. I'm going to tell you something.
It is. He obviously is a world superstar and a world figure, and has reached the heights in three different careers, between politics to Hollywood and the film industry and bodybuilding. But I think you're right. I think the bodybuilding,
that's where his heart is. That's where his heart is.
That's very, 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 Brent, very dear,
Brent,
to him.
Thank you for being on the show. Also, thanks to Matt Lors, who coordinates our wonderful press passes every year and gives us access to everything that we need. Two great people, Brent Lalonde and Matt Lors. Thanks for being on the show today, Brent. Hopefully we'll see you
up there. I appreciate the time. That was a lot of fun.
Okay, take care.
Thanks.
All right, so stay tuned. When we come back, we will have Rob Regish on as we perform the Blueprint Power Hour for you and only you. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
It seems everyone's sick. You need to do everything you can to avoid it. A healthy immune system starts with a healthy lifestyle. This includes Altrient C. Altrient C delivers the vitamin C your body needs. In fact, Altrient delivers 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. Go to altrientc.com. That's altrientc.com. It even comes with a money-back guarantee. For vitamin C that actually gets absorbed, go to altrientc.com or call 888-437-6353 to order. That's 888-437-6353. Altrient C, 21st Century Vitamin C.
Calling all men. The Men's Stack is here from Muscle Gauge Nutrition. The Men's Stack will give you the energy you need to train harder and the materials you need to build new muscle. The Men's Stack includes American Protein Isolate, Stimulant-Free Pre-Workout Alpha Rage, Muscle Pump Activator, L-Arginine, AKG, and Multivitamin Plus Minerals specifically formulated for men. Now, Superhuman Radio listeners can get this Men's Stack for just $99 and free shipping while supplies last. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad today.
Guys and gals, are you over 30 with a poor sex drive, gaining unwanted fat, or feel weak or tired? You may be suffering from hormone imbalances that can be treated affordably by physician-supervised hormone therapy. Why wait to feel like you again? Call Core Medical Group now to schedule your hormone check and save $100 when you mention Superhuman Radio. Call 617-869-7961. That's 617-869-7961. Physical and medical history required prior to therapy. Some restrictions apply. Call for details, 617-869-7961. Feel like you again.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit IronMagLabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at IronMagLabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rub Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetic Cream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetic Cream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com.
My friends are always asking me what I do to keep my face so youthful and fresh looking. I use RGCell Super Stem Cell Support. RGCell is the only cosmeceutical with penetrating anti-aging messenger molecules that activate old and dormant stem cells to restore your skin to a healthier, younger appearance. This helps to repair DNA, stimulate new cell growth, and aggressively eliminate wrinkles. You can learn more by visiting superhumanradio.com and clicking the RGCell banner ad today.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. As you can see, we have a new sponsor, and I love this company, Altrient. They produce three products that we will be showcasing on this show, and you must get these products. I'm not kidding. I've been using them for about a month and a half now. Altrient produces liposomal vitamin C, a liposomal B-complex, and you ready for this? Liposomally delivered glutathione.
It's about time.
Oh, man, I am so excited about them coming aboard. You have no idea. I've been taking the C and the B for about a month and a half now.
Yeah.
This stuff is great. This stuff is absorbed by the body easily. It shows up. In fact, I'll tell you something you may or may not appreciate. Rob Regish is with us, obviously. This is the Blueprint Power Hour. So I usually take two B100 caplets that I buy at the grocery store.
Yeah.
And while it makes my urine yellow, it's not like I notice any other differences from it, right? Yeah. I've been taking the liposomal B packets. I've been taking one in the morning and one in the afternoon because I want to increase methylation and B is so good for you, blah, 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 blah. Well, not only does it make my urine yellow, but you can smell the B coming out of my skin. Elisa says to me, and I had it back down to one packet. She said, I can smell the B vitamins in your skin. I says, you know, I notice it too. It's amazing. I had it back down to one packet. That's how well this stuff is absorbed. And they use methylcobalamin, not the poisonous cyanocobalamin. I mean, I just love this company. I'm so excited that they came aboard. I really wanted them. Glutathione, Rob.
Yeah, your body's most prolific endogenous antioxidant. Man, they get it into a liposomal form, and that's huge, because otherwise, you know, you got to build it other ways, and it's not always easy.
No, this is an exciting company. Anyway, okay. So, Rob Regish, you and I have not been on the air to do a Blueprint Power Hour for what? It's been 2 weeks, hasn't it?
It's been two weeks, man. I'm getting nasty emails from people.
I get it on Facebook. They're like, I don't see the Blueprint Power Hour in my iTunes RSS feed. And I'm like, well, that's because we didn't do one last week or the week before, whatever it was. And so people are, you know, chomping at the bit. How are you doing? What have you been doing for the past 2 weeks?
You know, I'll be honest with you. I push things into the red zone and do it and said to myself, time for some time off. Well, it'll be 2 weeks tomorrow. But let me be clear about something. When I say time off, I use that time productively. And I know, you know, as everybody listening probably does, you know, occasionally you need to do this, especially as you get older. But I look at it like this. I did three things. One, I went back to review my training logs and journals to see where, you know, my best gains were made. And believe me, that was revealing. Second, I used that time to up my general physical preparedness and my VO2 max threshold such that when I get back to the weights, you know, I'm going to be in great shape to jump from set to set. And then third, even if you're down with a physical injury, you can use this time to train your mind and the powers of concentration, which I'll be speaking to a little bit later. But it is, you know, it's something that's so overlooked. And again, when I look in my training journals, the absolute best gains I ever made was when I was practicing Brooks Kubik's Seven Keys to Concentration.
Yeah, absolutely. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. I get so many positive responses from that seminar that we put on. It's just amazing. Okay, yeah. So you talk about injuries, okay?
Yep.
I did something so stupid this morning that I was so angry at myself that I wanted to cry. You know what I mean? I had to take a couple weeks off too because I had gotten the flu or whatever it was. Then I started training again, and then, you know, not to belabor it, you know, my mom died, and I ended up having to take another week off because I was traveling.
Right.
So I trained Saturday and Sunday, took Monday off, went in today to train legs, felt good, felt strong. I started out with leg presses. My gym, great gym, run by Bob and Caroline Scott, LAC, Louisville Athletic Club, they invested in all new plates for the gym. And I don't know why. The other ones felt heavy enough, but they went ahead and they bought all new plates. The rubber is thicker on the new plates than the old plates. So now there's two stems on the leg press machine, a long one and a half-length one. They
right.
sit above each other. The long one holds 9 plates, and the short one holds 6 plates. And so when I used to put 9 plates on the long stem, there was a good inch of meat left on the stem, right? But now with the new plates, the plates come right up flush to the end of the stem. I didn't think anything of it. So I was doing a 10-set pyramid, 5 up, 5 down, with my top weight being 11 plates on each side.
Right.
I got to my 5th set, did 8 reps with 11 plates, and then I got up to strip the 2 plates off the top stem and start my way down again. Well, as I pulled the first plate off of the top stem, before I even had it off, I just started tugging it. I feel something like bang on my left foot, and I look down, and there's a 45-pound plate laying on my toe. It hit me edge first. So I roll, I push it off my toe, and I'm looking, and I'm like, oh, my God. I take my 5 fingers off. The toenail is pulled off of the cuticle. There's blood coming out. I go, okay, the hell with it. I pull my 5 fingers back on. I go, I got to get through this workout. I can't let this derail me. I walk around for a little while. I press on it. I go, it doesn't feel that bad. Okay, I'm going to finish my workout. So what do, Rob? I go to the other side to strip the 2 plates off the top stem at the other side, right?
Yeah.
The same, like, I must be an idiot. I didn't even think to myself, well, let me look and see if that plate is dangling there. The same damn thing happens, but now it smashes the 2 middle toes of my right foot. The 2 middle toes of my right foot are completely blue. The toenails are already coming off.
Ugh. Well, I'll tell you what.
I did my workout, by the way. I finished my last 5 sets of leg presses. I went on and I did 10 sets of power squats, pyramid style. I did not do calf raises for obvious reasons, but
right.
I did finish my workout. Thank God for ice. I have a big bag of ice on my feet under the studio desk, and the freezing is actually working.
Well, let's take a positive away from a so-called negative. You learned a lesson. And force equals, right? Force equals mass times acceleration. And 45 pounds doesn't sound like a lot until you get it moving. And, you know, there's a lesson there, and the lesson is this. You know, when you're lifting heavy barbells and dumbbells, you know, it's not always the weight on the bar. It's the velocity with which, you know, the acceleration with which you move it. And credit there goes to Louis Simmons for kind of revitalizing that concept with Speed Day, wherein, you know, the West Side guys and plenty of others will use 50 to 60% of their 1 rep max, 8 sets of 2 to 3 reps, and move it as fast as they can.
That's not the lesson I took away, Rob. I'm sorry. The lesson I took away is the old adage, fool me once, shame on you, fool me twice, shame on me. When you do the same thing a second time, you are officially a dumbass. I am officially a dumbass. If my feet didn't hurt so bad, I'd kick myself in the ass. Like, I walked around to the other side not even thinking, hey, I better check that plate to make sure it's not hanging from a hair and ready to fall. No, I just put my foot under there and grabbed the plate, and bang. It's like, really? Are you really that stupid? Yes, I am, I guess. That's what I took away.
Did you get some weird looks?
No, no one knew. No, one guy knew. I got a friend named Randy. He's a cop. The guy's a really handsome black guy. He does CrossFit. He's super strong. He got a great physique. And I walked over because one day he said to me, I can't wear my five fingers to the gym. I'm afraid that I'll drop a weight on it. I said, hey, what's the reason you don't like to wear your five fingers to the gym? He goes, because I'm afraid I'll drop something on my feet. And I pointed down at my left five finger. It had a big blood stain on it. I says, I just dropped 245-pound plates. So you're right. There you go. All right, look, we have to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to start off with a question from Con Santori Davison. This is the Blueprint Power Hour where Rob Regish will answer all of your questions. The only question he can't answer is, why am I a dumbass? That's the only one he can't answer. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today. New from Rob Regish, author of The Blueprint and SHR's own Blueprint Power Hour, comes the Blueprint Bulletin. Every month, Rob delivers the absolute latest and greatest information right to your inbox. Everything's on the table, including training, diet, supplementation, gray market products, and more. This is a fantastic way to stay one step ahead of your competition and use these secrets to up your game. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com or click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad on superhumanradio.com to get your free introductory issue. Go to the Blueprint Printbulletin.com today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Guys and gals, are you over 30 with a poor sex drive, gaining unwanted fat, or feel weak or tired? You may be suffering from hormone imbalances that can be treated affordably by physician-supervised hormone therapy. Why wait to feel like you again? Call Core Medical Group now to schedule your hormone check and save $100 when you mention Superhuman Radio. Call 617-869-7961. That's 617-869-7961. Physical and medical history required prior to therapy. Some restrictions apply. Call for details, 617-869-7961. Feel like you again.
My friends are always asking me what I do to keep my face so youthful and fresh looking. I use RGCell Super Stem Cell Support. RGCell is the only cosmeceutical with penetrating anti-aging messenger molecules that activate old and dormant stem cells to restore your skin to a healthier, younger appearance. This helps to repair DNA, stimulate new cell growth, and aggressively eliminate wrinkles. You can learn more by visiting superhumanradio.com and clicking the RG Cell banner ad today.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechanical Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, and you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
I don't know. Yeah. It's officially the biggest midget in the game.
Welcome back. Thank God for ice, so I can say. I'm going to have to freeze my feet before I leave for Columbus, Ohio. Okay, Con Santori Davison. I like that name. Santori sounds Italian to me.
Con. Yeah. I like Con.
Yeah, that's a strong name, right?
Killer Con.
I want to optimize my nutrition and timing post-workout in order to build muscle, but more focused on burning fat. However, I'm 37, African-American. Well, there you go. He's not Italian. I work out at 5 a.m., then sit for 8 hours at a desk job. Should my post-workout be altered from the protein shake and fast-acting carb source because I sit down for 8 hours after workout?
Yeah, it's a great question, Con. Join the club, right? Sitting at a desk after training. The answer to your question is yes and no, and let me explain that. The yes part of the answer relates to the post-workout shake. In other words, the rationale for a liquid feed post-workout still holds, given the fact that the nutrients absorb faster versus whole foods. Now, having said that, your goal of being more focused on fat loss and then 8 hours of inactivity or sitting at a desk may warrant some tweaks. So here, then, are my suggestions on how to optimize your intra and post-workout nutrition. When you do train, train in a fasted state using essential amino acids and other supplements to protect your muscle tissue. Second, utilize a form of training, he's probably familiar with it, lactic acid tolerance training, which I'll get into. 3 out of every 4 workouts. So the fourth workout being a central nervous system-based strength-oriented session, heavy weights, low reps, long rest in between sets. And then take full advantage of that 2-hour post-workout window of opportunity to jam in as many carbs as possible. And then keep insulin low for the rest of the day. So let's look at a practical example of how to integrate everything that I just spoke to. Pre and intra-workout, I'm biased here. You know, obviously I have a product for that, Synthogen. 5 caps pre, 5 caps halfway through, and then 5 caps immediately post. To be fair, Extreme Formulations Vengeance is an excellent, excellent product. I'm using it now, and I'm reordering, by the way, as soon as I get off the phone. So consider that as your alternative. The actual workout itself, lactic acid tolerance training, is a form of, let's say, circuit training, where it's performed in a giant loop with no rest in between sets. So the following exercises then would be performed in this order, provided your gym traffic allows. And they're mostly machine-based, which I'll explain in a second. Machine chest press into seated cable rows, into leg extensions, into hamstring curls, into a seated shoulder press machine, into lat pull-downs, into ab crunches on a resistance machine, and then finally 45-degree hyperextensions. All of those should be boom, 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 back to back to back with reps in the anywhere between the 12 and the 15 range. Upon completing that giant loop, rest approximately 2 minutes and then repeat that loop 3 more times. Workouts such as that stimulate a massive amount of growth hormone release, up to 9 times that of what's usually seen in quote-unquote conventional workouts. They also stimulate the enzyme glycogen synthase to start to get jumping. And that enzyme is responsible for shuttling carbs and glucose into muscle tissue, which is then stored as glycogen. Which brings us to your post-workout drink. I would recommend, provided you're not a classic endomorph, 50 grams of carbolin, 25 grams of ultrapeptide 2.0, and 10 grams of crystalline fructose. The beauty in that drink is that the carbolin is absorbed around 20% faster than glucose. It peaks at 45 minutes, but has a tail on it out to about 2 hours. And it's not a crash that you get with dextrose. That's up to an hour longer than dextrose, by the way. And likewise, ultrapeptides whey goes to work quickly, and the micellar casein content then drips amino acids into your bloodstream and muscles for up to 7 hours. Here's the bottom line. With this strategy, Con, you protect muscle from breakdown during the workout. You use the absolute best training protocol to fry off body fat and increase glycogen uptake, and you take maximum advantage of replenishing glycogen in both the muscle and liver during those 2 hours post-workout. I hope that helps.
Yeah, that's really good. Okay, number two, Panos Antonakos says, I'm curious about the new products you're working on. Absolutely love Synthogen and can't wait to see what you come up with next. What will the sleep aid, what will be sleep aid pre-workout? A hint.
Yeah, he's
Sleep
Aid
sounds
about...
like Sleep Aid sounds like it's for sleep, not a pre-workout, right?
Right. Well, loose lips sink ships. But I can speak in general terms as to, you know, the formula's been finalized and we submitted it to the lab. So here goes. I took a lot of time to talk to people about what they'd like to see next, and it turns out there was one common denominator, and it cut across all demographics, young, old, men, women, didn't matter who it was. What was it? Sleep, or more accurately, lack thereof. I think it's fair to say in today's world, getting consistent, quality sleep and staying asleep is a borderline epidemic. So given its importance to not just performance, but quality of life, it made sense to move in that direction. I didn't stop there, though. When I spoke to more people about it, I discovered that daytime stress was a huge factor, too, because it ultimately contributes to the sleep issue. Because let's face it, when your mind is racing about work, money, family, the fiscal cliff, school shootings, and meteor impacts, it puts you on edge. So my challenge then was to craft a supplement with the following objectives. Deep, refreshing sleep accelerates recovery in both muscle and the central nervous system, decrease inflammatory markers, increase antioxidant function to both the body and the brain, accelerate muscle growth without raising hormone levels, and make this product flexible enough for daytime use. So as you can imagine, that was a tall order. Like Synthogen, though, the product uses multiple ingredients to achieve all seven objectives and layers in a healthy dose of fail-safe, meaning every ingredient works with the rest to give you the whole enchilada. One of the ingredients is being custom-made, which is why it's taken a little bit longer. And it's never been used to its full potential, in my opinion, but the supporting cast will leave no doubt this time as to its potential. So to summarize, my new product, borrows heavily from not just today's research-proven ingredients, but, like Synthogen, it marries them to some more exotic items that have been long forgotten and overlooked. So we're working hard to bring this to people at a competitive price point, too. Although for those with the cash, you know, it's going to go with Synthogen like peanut butter and jelly. ETA this spring. And it's going to be the perfect product that lends itself to, let's say, a trial pack or a sample pack, because believe me, two or three of these.
You'll notice the difference. Yeah.
Oh, you're going to know. We're going to try to get those to Blueprint Bulletin subscribers ASAP as soon as they're ready.
Great. Okay, the next question comes from Greg Geldart. He says, what can you tell me about Russian mumia? I vaguely recall it being an adaptogen sold here many years ago. I know it's Russian, and the reviews seem split down the middle. Any insight? The reviews are always split down the middle about adaptogens, by the way.
Yeah, and there's a reason for that. But, Russian mumia is an old one, but a good one. Mumio is a Russian cousin of Indian Shilajit, which you've probably seen more so on the market than Mumio, but the two are often confused, so it's worth discussing what differentiates them. Mumio is primarily concentrated plant sediment that's been compressed with minerals and other organic substances by rocks. The real deal is sourced from the region in Russia.
Wait, you have to, you dropped out there, probably the phone line. The real source is sourced from where?
The real McCoy is sourced from the Altai mountain regions in Russia.
Okay.
And that area of the world is home to over 6,500 plant species, over half of which aren't found anywhere else. The Russians have been researching the properties of Mumio since 1910. And there is evidence that it's been used in the military, space, and sporting applications. They believe it works, like other adaptogens, as a biorestorative, meaning it aids in helping the body recover from environmental stressors. In this country, it was first offered by Atletica. Remember them?
Yep.
Back in the early 90s. And since then, there have been dubious quality Mumio products springing up here and there. It's available in capsule form with the typical recommended dose in the range of 200 to 600 milligrams per day. Short cycles with Mumio are typically recommended. That is to say, it should be taken for 10 to 12 days and then stopped for an equal amount of time, and then the cycle's repeated. Despite its popularity in Russia, there is no published Western data validating Mumio's effects. There are, however, many anecdotal reports lending themselves to its restorative and regenerative properties, which brings me to product recommendations. There's only one standalone that appears worth it, although I'd still call it a gamble. The product is called Mumio Pro, and while I personally haven't used it, the half dozen or so folks I've spoken to did have favorable things to say about it. Here's the bottom line. Mumio is an interesting adaptogen that should have been figured out by now. For various reasons, it hasn't been, and I suspect a lot of it has to do with poor quality products flooding the market. A much better option, in my opinion, is something called Primavie, which is an Indian cousin. It's a standardized form of Shilajit. Shilajit is very similar in nature, although it's sourced from the Himalaya Mountains, not the Altai region in Russia. Primavie is a much more reliable extract, and it's standardized for 60% fulvic acids, which is the speculated active. It's used with considerable success, for example, in BioForge version 3, which I know a lot of listeners ask me about. However, I've located a better source if it's just Shilajit you're after. And that's going to be coming up in my March issue of the Blueprint Bulletin. I'd love to give it away on air, but the issue being there's a sourcing thing right now. I don't want to give a product recommendation when it's not available. It is pure Shilajit fulvic acid using Natron's patented Primavie. That's the same compound used in BioForge. You get 60 250 milligram caps, plenty for a month's supply, for under $15.
Wow.
I'll have that name of that product as soon as I can. Before, it'll be in my next
video. Before we go into the break, and when we come back, we have a question from Johnny Gray. Before we go into the break, how is the Blueprint Bulletin doing?
It's doing fantastic. Guys love it. It was the right product at the right time. And why? It's because information doubles every 18 months. And while the Blueprint was and still is, in many ways, cutting-edge information, the Blueprint Bulletin, every 30 days, man, you get it right to your inbox. And, you know, I got a call the other day from Gareth Denyer, trains high school football players down in Houston, Texas, preps them for D1. He took a little hint that I dropped in last month's issue, and he is absolutely loving the product and using it with much success. And believe me, you're not going to read about it anywhere else.
All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we will pick it up. We've got a question we're going to answer from Johnny Gray. This is the Blueprint Power Hour. Your questions will be answered, and the Blueprint Power Hour is brought to you by the Blueprint Bulletin. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad today to learn how you can get on the list and be the most knowledgeable at your gym. And Rob Regish will help you. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
This time of year, it seems everyone's sick. You need to do everything you can to avoid it. A healthy immune system starts with a healthy lifestyle. This includes Altrient C. Altrient C delivers the vitamin C your body needs. In fact, Altrient delivers 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. Go to AltrientC.com. That's AltrientC.com. It even comes with a money-back guarantee. For vitamin C that actually gets absorbed, go to AltrientC.com or call 888-437-6353 to order. That's 888-437-6353. Altrient C. 21st century vitamin C.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
New from Rob Ragish, author of The Blueprint at SHR's own Blueprint Power Hour, comes the Blueprint Bulletin. Every month, Rob delivers the absolute latest and greatest information right to your inbox. Everything's on the table, including training, diet, supplementation, gray market products, and more. This is a fantastic way to stay one step ahead of your competition and use these secrets to up your game. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com or click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad on superhumanradio.com to get your free introductory issue. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com today.
You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rub Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetocream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetocream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com.
My friends are always asking me what I do to keep my face so youthful and fresh looking. I use RGCell Super Stem Cell Support. RGCell is the only cosmeceutical with penetrating anti-aging messenger molecules that activate old and dormant stem cells to restore your skin to a healthier, younger appearance. This helps to repair DNA, stimulate new cell growth, and aggressively eliminate wrinkles. You can learn more by visiting superhumanradio.com and clicking the RGCell banner ad today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Are you ready? Ready, ready, ready.
Are you ready to have your question answered by Rob Ragish? Okay. Johnny Gray says, I compete in college football, D1 school, and take a lot of supplements. So far, I haven't had any problems, but I don't want to screw up my scholarship. The coach tells us it's our responsibility, that handed us a list. I can understand the obvious stuff like stimulants and steroids, but anything in the supplement world I should be aware of. Other than tainted supplements, you mean?
Yeah, exactly.
I can name a couple companies. I can't do it on the air, but there's a couple companies you absolutely should not buy any product from, no matter what they say is in it.
Well, this is going to be an eye-opener for many. So if you're an athlete or coach listening, you're going to find this interesting. It seems WADA, the World Anti-Doping Agency, added ecdysterone to their list of banned substances as long ago as 2010.
Really?
Specifically, they named Suma, also known as Fafia panaculata, and Brazilian ginseng. Suma is rich in a wide spectrum of vitamins, minerals, and other items. However, it contains 6 intact ecdysterones, and it was banned because it was found to be of, quote, similar chemical structure or similar biological effect to known peptide hormones, growth factors, and related substances.
Hmm.
This means that it's banned only because it mimics some steroids or in testing, not because it's harmful in any way. And shortly thereafter, I noticed both Muscle Farm and Shakeology remove Suma from their products for that very reason.
Hmm.
Most of the Suma you'll find on the market is the watered-down 5-to-1 extract, and it's worthless in my opinion. It gives it a bad name. There does remain one custom 25-to-1 Suma extract known as Ultra Suma in a product that I like called Adaptogen N. It's not a standalone. It's part of a broader formula, but there's a hefty amount of it in there. So if you're interested in seeing what it can do for you, I can certainly vouch for it. Whether this extends to ectosterones derived from Aponticum carthamoids, Ajuga turkestanica, turkesterone, or other sources of ecti, I'm not sure. However, I suspect it does. The new product that I spoke to earlier that I'm working on will solve for that problem. So drug-tested athletes will have an alternative. Here's the bottom line. I find it interesting that for all the controversy over whether ECTI works, WADA has apparently determined that it does. And that on the heels of positive research finding at Rutgers and other prestigious universities. I think what we're seeing is validation, in my mind, that ECTI is an effective performance enhancer and one that imparts some profound health benefits as well. So whether it's EBOL from Thermalife, Adaptogen N, or Synthogen, it's one supplement I feel warrants your consideration. Just be aware, it may appear on your organization's ban list.
You know,
that helps, Johnny.
But WADA bans everything, so you have to take everything they say with a grain of salt. But with that being the case, Larry Pohl has a question. He says, training question for Rob. I'm really stuck on my bench press. I just can't move it past 275 pounds for a single. No injuries to speak of. It's just everything I've tried has ended in failure. I'm eating enough, resting well, and my recovery is spot on. The bar just stalls in different places depending upon whatever program I'm on. Sometimes it's at the bottom, middle of the lift, or the lockout. This is frustrating because once I remedy this sticking point, another one takes its place. What gives?
Well, Larry's got a good point here, and it goes back, a lot of this goes back to grip position.
Hmm.
Right? I mean, you can be working with the greatest loading pattern or program in the world, very precise weights, prescribed for each set. But if your grip is the same from set to set, and I've been guilty of this, you ultimately are going to hit a sticking point. And for that reason, I usually favor loading patterns with a wide percentage of one rep max spreads, meaning, let's take a look at what one of my favorites, German loading pattern one, which we use in the blueprint. It usually consists of six sets, but it always starts with a set of just 50% of your one rep max for higher reps. The ensuing sets provide a smaller percentage of one rep max jumps and lower the number of reps, easing you into your new one rep max at the peak. Now, that's no small amount, right? It's a 5% increase on your one rep max in just six workouts. The point being, grip position is critical to overcoming sticking points, but how many of us take advantage of it? What I'm getting at is when you're working through the lighter sets in particular, it really helps to use a wide grip and then a narrow grip, as you're getting closer and closer, and alternate those two until you get into about the 80th percentile.
Mm-hmm.
Loosely speaking, you can think of it like this. Wide grip builds strength, getting the bar off your chest. And I define wide grip as any grip where the index fingers are outside the rings. You don't want to go too wide because then you're asking for shoulder problems. Medium grip, that's going to be your competition grip in most cases. It's going to get the one that gives you maximum power. Close grip builds the lockout or tricep strength.
Hmm.
And you needn't go ultra close like I see a lot of people do. They've almost got their hands touching. Simply placing your index fingers where the knurling ends on the bar is going to stress the triceps more. The key is to randomly alternate wide and close grips on your sets as you work up to a heavier and heavier weight. So in practice, that usually means benching with a wide and a close grip during, let's say, 1 to 4 warm-up sets, and then switching to your strongest grip during your, you know, 2 or 3 heavy work sets. Care should be taken, as I spoke to before, particularly in the wide grip variation, as it does throw an unnatural stress on the shoulder joint.
Yeah, a lot of guys have been taken out of the bench press by going too wide, and too wide is too wide for you. It's not like, well, you know, a lot of guys will go, well, just put your thumbs at the end of the knurling. You know, that's where you, that's, no, it, too wide is too wide for you. You have to, I would use Rob Regish's approach to finding your right place for your bench press, the arc, with a slightly wide grip to find where you start to bind up in your shoulders before you start loading that bar. What do you think of that, Rob?
I do, and it's such an easy thing to do, and I know I've spoken of this before, but it bears repeating. All you do is lay down on a bench, an empty free bench if you can. Take an empty bar and hold it at arm's length with your, let's say, your strongest grip, and for most, that's going to be the medium grip, and then holding it at arm's length, slowly move it in an arc from a point behind your head to a point above your waist. Continue moving the bar in that arc until such time as you reach a point where the bar feels almost weightless. And you'll know exactly what I'm talking about once you hit that position. Presto. There's your optimal lockout position. So when punching your new rep max to lockout, you now know where the bar should wind up.
Yeah.
So
I just do that with a slightly wider grip, obviously. You should try all your grips there because it may vary. What do you think about that? You think it'll vary depending on grip where you find that groove?
Absolutely, and it'll tell you a lot about, you know, your, you know, everybody's physiology is different, right? Everybody has different length arms, et cetera, et cetera. If you're doing this, you're absolutely right. If you do it with a normal grip, as I espouse, you're going to find your optimal lockout point in your most powerful position.
Right.
However, if you do the same with a wide grip, I think what you're going to find is how wide is too wide. and better to find out with an empty bar than find out with a loaded bar.
That's the truth. That's the
so,
truth. Let's see, where are we time-wise? We're going to go ahead and take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to go to a question from Gareth Denyer. And then you're not going to want to miss today's Blueprint Tip of the Day. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour brought to you by the Blueprint Bulletin. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad today. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Have you ever been let down by so-called nitric oxide muscle pump products before? Well, prepare to be shocked. Vengeance is like nothing you've ever tried before. Vengeance leverages several different scientifically proven technologies to deliver what some users say are painfully explosive pumps. If you're satisfied with nitric oxide products that make you wonder if they're working, move on. But if you want a muscle pump that you'll not only feel, but others will see, train with a vengeance. Go to xfmuscle.com today and get vengeance. Save money and gain performance and health benefits with Whey Natural USA. They are overstocked and having a blowout sale on 2.5-pound jugs of grass-fed whey. This awesome product comes from Amish-fed cows inside the USA. Whey Natural USA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite method and comes with only 3 ingredients, grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia. Save big. Just click the Whey Natural USA banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Get a free sample plus a 15% discount with free shipping coupon product for the first 100 customers.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com
today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
New from Rob Ragish, author of The Blueprint and SHR's own Blueprint Power Hour, comes the Blueprint Bulletin. Every month, Rob delivers the absolute latest and greatest information right to your inbox. Everything's on the table, including training, diet, supplementation, gray market products, and more. This is a fantastic way to stay one step ahead of your competition and use these secrets to up your game. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com or click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad on superhumanradio.com to get your free introductory issue. Go to the BlueprintBulletin.com today.
Ladies, it's time to improve your sex drive with a female libido supplement patch. The patch contains both DHEA and oxytocin hormones, revving up your passionate side and putting you in a relaxing, loving mood. The continuous 8-hour time release delivery assures that you are ready for that planned or unexpected occasion. Don't wait to enhance your sex drive. Go to superhumanradio.com and click on the banner ad. That's superhumanradio.com and click on the banner ad.
This is strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio.
Hey, did I hear that correctly? There is a female libido patch?
Yes, you should buy it for your girlfriend. Don't tell her it's a female libido patch. Tell her it's a fat burning patch.
And that she should wear
two a day to get enhanced fat burning and then enjoy all the benefits. That's all.
Wait, I think I should get a girlfriend first.
Oh, there you go. Well, you know what? Maybe if you get the libido patch and you stick it to a girl's arm while you're sitting next to her at Denny's, by the end of dinner, she'll want to be with you. Who knows?
Just like GHB.
Oh, yeah. Forget about it. Isn't it funny? I told somebody about this patch, and they said, you should just put GHB in it. And I was like, oh, that's not a nice joke at all. That's not a nice joke at all. Terrible, terrible. Just goes to show where your mind is.
That's right.
Okay. Gareth Denyer. He says, I'm a trainer down here in Houston area, prepping all sorts of athletes to get them to the next level. He trains them so that they go to college and play football, right?
Yeah.
The one constant I get is everyone's all too happy to train, but very few are willing to put time and effort into recovery, prehab and rehab. Is there a quick and dirty recovery tip that you can give that I can easily incorporate into their programs?
Yeah, Gareth is one hell of a personal trainer, and he and I speak frequently. So he brought this up the other day. I thought it was a great question. Here's a quick answer. Quick and dirty recovery. Epsom salt baths.
Yeah.
They've been around forever, and they've been espoused for years for their recovery benefits, and they work. It's a simple two-step process that requires, well, not much. Here's how it works. One, fill bathtub with hot water. Add 3 scoops of Epsom salt. Two, sit in bathtub for about 30 minutes. Even I can do that.
That's funny.
If you train in the early evening and sit in the bath afterwards, it's also a great segue into sleep. You can do this on days you don't train as well. It has a better compliance record than icing, hot, cold showers, and even other water-based recovery methods. In other words, no excuses. How hard is it to sit in the bathtub? So the two main things you'll notice is muscle soreness is going to be greatly reduced, and your minor aches and pains should disappear. There are also claims it helps relax the central nervous system. I haven't seen any science to validate that, but, you know, having practiced it, I wouldn't doubt it. Your mind and body should feel a big boost about a week after starting these, in some cases earlier. And so instead of feeling slightly worn out and sore in the morning, you're going to wake feeling ready to train. After a few months, your athletes will thank you. I hope that helps, Gareth.
That's a really good one. Okay. All right, so now we move on to the blueprint tip of the day. surviving the extinction of hardcore gyms as places like Planet Fatness take over, lunk alarms, no grunting. What next?
Well, here in the States, gyms where you can train hard and heavy are rapidly approaching extinction. And if you think that's bad, consider what's going on in Europe. Head to your local newsstand and pick up the current issue of Muscle Mag International and flip to the back where Rick Collins' column is. In certain parts of Europe, I believe it's Sweden, they can now walk into any gym and demand a urine sample if you look the part. And no, I'm not joking. Much of this is due to the dumbing down of America, and the world for that matter, on all fronts. But it seems the zealots are particularly intent on eradicating our subculture of bodybuilding. You needn't look any further in this country than the explosion of Planet Fitness and their quote-unquote judgment-free zone. Loosely translated, that means we're a breeding ground for mediocrity.
There you go.
All right, these places are putting Gold's, Powerhouse, and other gyms out of business left and right, because at the end of the day, how do you compete with $10 a month? You can't. In fact, Gold's, which is arguably the most famous gym chain in the world, has now taken to changing their name. The last one I was in, they had a daycare center in there, and they had changed its name to Club Fitness.
Really?
Yeah. Planet Mediocrity prides itself on its judgment-free atmosphere, implying that all are welcome, except bodybuilders. In fact, I've been in more than one where when you walk in, there's a sign with the word bodybuilder, a picture of one, and an X going across it with the words, not here.
Yeah, not here.
Okay.
That's funny.
Further, there's a list of no-nos that they have on the wall that speaks volumes, okay? I've seen no work boots, chalk, skull caps, dropping weights, grunting, no deadlifts, loud noises, or outside equipment allowed. Weight belts apparently are still allowed, but give that some time. The real kicker is the wording at the bottom of that list of no-nos. You ready? Quote, all items and apparel are subject to our judgment. And no, I'm not joking. To add insult to injury, almost all the squat racks are gone. They've been replaced by Smith machines. Most have but one free barbell left on the floor. That's for the bench press. I've been told that's going to be going shortly, too. So where does that leave you, the athlete who detests mediocrity like I do? Well, some subversion is required. Fortunately, that's right up my alley. So let's talk about solutions. Although some people are going to look at this as, you know, a big outlay, it really needn't be, okay? So I'm talking about home gym, building your own home gym. Some creative thinking and tag sailing is going to serve you well, but I'm going to offer three solutions here on how to take the Underground Railroad to Gainesville, all right? From most expensive to least, solution number one, home gym, you need three items to start. You want a good, solid power rack. I've seen the Powerline PPR200X online for about $329 new. Now, you can get one considerably cheaper on Craigslist, and let's face it, you know, a used power rack is just as good as a new one, you know, as long as they haven't bent things on it. It's incredibly important insofar as safety, right? The adjustable pins are there to save you in the event you miss a lift when benching and squatting. You also get a chin-up bar with that. The other two items you're going to need I like the Body Solid GFID31 flat incline and decline bench. That retails for $259 new, quite a bit less for a used one. Important to point out that that's going to allow you to train on all three planes, okay? And unlike other adjustable benches, it's going to fit comfortably into the power rack that I recommend. Finally, you can pick up a York 300-pound Olympic weight set with bars and collars, with one bar, rather, and spring collars, for about $336 new online. You want to avoid that, though, as the shipping. It's the shipping on these things that's going to kill you.
Yeah, I know, right?
You know, go to Dick's Sporting Goods or other, you know, store, something like that. They occasionally run specials for half that price. So borrow a pickup and get there, or go to a yard sale. Total outlay for that setup, $924, assuming you buy brand new. Quite a bit less if you shop around. Option number two, the bare bones home gym. You're looking again for three items. One, the Iron Mine hip belt squat, along with the 15-inch Olympic loading pin. If you can't spring for a power rack and want to squat in complete safety, that's your best solution. Both can be had at ironmine.com for a grand total of $175. You add two cinder blocks from Home Depot for $1 each, you're in business without the squat rack. Item number two, fitness gear, power two, dip and chin station. Okay, Dick's Sporting Goods, they include the shipping on this one. It's $160. It's a great setup, and I like it because it allows you to perform two of the best body weight movements around without a spotter. And this is also where that Iron Mind hip belt's going to do double duty. It easily allows you to add weight to those two man-maker movements. And then finally, the Body Solid Olympic Trap Bar. Dick's has this too, $200. Shipping's included. Total outlay, $537 brand new. Now that's roughly half the price of option number one. And you'll have to, okay, you have to purchase some plates, but tag sales and gyms going out of business left and right are your solution. It's a great way to gear up and go underground without breaking the bank. Final solution, and the most economical of all, body weight training at home.
Bingo.
There has never been a training system more in harmony with the principles of independence and economy than body weight training, and there never will be. You're going to make a one-time investment in three items. One, Brooks Cubic Dinosaur Body Weight Training, okay, available at brookscubic.com. Two, a book called Convict Conditioning by Paul Wade, available at amazon.com. You can get the Kindle edition for $22. Item number three, Iron Gym Total Upper Body Workout Bar, amazon.com for about $21. A word now on all three. Brooks's book not only schools you in the fine art of hardcore calisthenics, but provides dozens of hybrid body weight and weight training workouts. Okay? Most important is the section on training your mind and developing what Brooks refers to as ferocious concentration. I can't say enough about it, because that information is worth the price of the book alone. It is the single most powerful tool I have ever used to up my performance in the gym. Convict Conditioning, likewise, is a brilliant book outlining six bodyweight movements to develop absolutely insane strength, flexibility, and functional athletic prowess. The real brilliance of that book lies in the scalability, meaning for each of those big six movements, there are 10 steps on how to get you there. My grandmother could perform step one, and you will know with certainty when you're ready to move on to the next step. Finally, the recommendation for the Iron Gym Total Upper Body Workout Bar isn't without some thought on my part. While it's not entirely necessary, everybody can find something to hang from, right? Tree branch, loft hatch, what have you. You don't want to go cheap here, in my opinion. This particular bar includes three grip positions, narrow, wide, and pronated, or palms turned inward, grip. The latter is particularly important for those with elbow tendonitis, shoulder issues, etc. It also uses leverage to attach to the doorway. There are no screws or any of that nonsense. It installs in seconds and it will hold up even the heaviest of athletes. Total outlay for that, $83. And believe me when I say this, if you have guts and gravity, you're in business. As somebody that competed in powerlifting for many years, I was skeptical. 3 weeks in, I was one humbled man. While traditional weight training is fantastic for building the muscles, body weight training does all of that and more, a lot more. It develops functional athleticism builds brutal strength in not just the muscles, but the tendons, ligaments, and underlying soft tissue, usually left untouched by the weights. It does so in a fashion that protects the joints and makes them stronger for life. It also helps normalize and regulate your body fat levels and quickly develops the physique to your genetic limit. And think about this. For most of human history, it was simply taken as an accepted fact that the ultimate way for an athlete to realize his or her physical potential was to manipulate his body weight according to progressive principles. That's before the money, the gyms, the supplements, and the adjustable barbell were invented. So whatever option you choose, you'll have everything you need for a hardcore do-it-your-way workout. And if you think that's a big investment, think again. Because when you add up the gym fees you're currently paying, the gas, the time it takes you to get on the, you know, to the commute, the fact you're going to bring the idiot factor down to zero, and they're always going to be playing the music you like.
That's a good one.
This is your sanctuary, a place where the only limits are those that exist in your mind.
The truth of the matter is everybody should have some form of a home gym. And I've talked about, I started talking about this years ago. You know, we all like to go out and be served at a restaurant, but you would never unplug your fridge and push your stove out in the front yard and say, well, I'm just going to go out to eat all the time, because it's not practical. If training is important to you, which it should be, there are going to be days where your morning gets derailed. You were planning on going to the gym and training, and something happens, and you have 45 minutes before you jump in the shower and have to run out the door. And if you have some kettlebells and some power blocks and some of the equipment that Rob just said, which is very economical, you can bust out an amazingly productive workout and go on with your day. Just you like if you planned on going to Bob Evans one morning for breakfast, shame on you if you are. But if you did, and you just found out that you can't, you go to the refrigerator, you take some eggs out, and you take some oatmeal out, and you cook your breakfast, and then you go.
Amen. Amen. And, you know, it's, again, you know, what might strike you as a big outlay at first is the best investment you will ever make.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, especially if you're young, life gets complicated fast, right? You got a wife, you got a girlfriend, sometimes both.
She's using the new Age Force libido patch. You got no time anymore.
Build your sanctuary today.
There's one thing that Rob missed that I'm going to throw at you.
Go ahead.
The last option is you go find yourself a Mennonite farmer, and you donate your time 3 days a week, and you go farm, and you do like Milo did. You find a calf, you lift it up, and you, as the calf grows, you keep lifting it, and you get stronger as the calf gets bigger.
Amen. Keep it simple.
There you go. Look, we're going to take our last commercial break. When we come back, we're going to wrap it up. I want to talk to Rob Regish about the Arnold. Since we opened the show talking about the Arnold, we'll close the show talking about it. This is the Blueprint Power Hour, brought to you by the Blueprint Bulletin, the single best piece of reading material you'll ever find. And you can find it by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad. Get there now. We'll be right back.
Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business. Save money and gain performance and health benefits with Way Natural USA. They are overstocked and having a blowout sale on 2.5 pound jugs of grass-fed whey. This awesome product comes from Amish-fed cows inside the USA. Way Natural USA is cold processed through the patented Chill-Rite method and comes with only three ingredients: grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia. Save big. Just click the Way Natural USA banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Get a free sample plus a 15% discount with free shipping coupon product for the first 100 customers. Are you in the midst of cutting body fat? Feel exhausted when it's time to train but don't want to use pre-workout drinks because they're loaded with sugar and carbs? Ice V2 is here to help you get intense while carbohydrate depleted. Ice V2 has only 1 gram of non-sugar carbs per serving. Ice V2 is loaded with strength amplifying anabolic activators that will make your workouts more productive while allowing you to cut the fat. Cut the fat. Loaded with amino acids, Ice V2 contains the unique Formel Norvaline that acts as a pump amplifier. Get Ice V2 today at xfmuscle.com.
This time of year, it seems everyone's sick. You need to do everything you can to avoid it. A healthy immune system starts with a healthy lifestyle. This includes Altrian C. Altrian C delivers the vitamin C your body needs. In fact, Altrian delivers 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. Go to altriantc.com. That's altriantc.com. It even comes with a money-back guarantee. For vitamin C that actually gets absorbed, go to altriantc.com or call 888-437-6353 to order. That's 888-437-6353. Altriant C, 21st century vitamin C.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. So, Rob Regish, do you go to the Arnold? Have you been to the Arnold? Are you going to go to the Arnold? What do you think of the Arnold?
I actually love the Arnold. I didn't get an invite, so I guess I won't be going.
What do you mean you didn't get an invite?
You're funny. Arnold never called. I don't know, man. He doesn't return my calls. Maybe he doesn't like me. But I'm glad to hear you're going. You got a booth there?
No, booth.
I'm
just walking around. I blend in with the scenery. That's all. I look like everybody else there. I will be taking, for those of you who want to try to spot me, I'm going to bring a now defunct collector's item T-shirt that I'm going to be wearing. I'm going to be wearing one of the days that I'm there, I will have an off-topic T-shirt on, the original off-topic T-shirt. So if you see a guy wearing the original off-topic T-shirt, please walk up to him and say, are you the jerk who dropped not one but two 45-pound plates on each of your feet in one session? Because I want to kick you in the ass. You're so dumb. So just walk up to me and say that, okay?
All right.
Well, there you go. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I like the Arnold, and it's so much more fun now that Elisa comes with me. Because I used to go by myself, and I used to go with my friend Jeff Rui. And of course, Aaron Singerman. I will see Aaron there. And his beautiful bride, Darielle. And I'm looking forward to meeting anybody who wants to meet me. I have very little, I'm not famous. So anybody who wants to meet me, I'll buy you coffee. How's that sound?
Well, the great
I'm hard up. I want to meet people that want to meet me. So how do you like that?
The Arnold is no longer just about, you know, bodybuilding, and I think that's fantastic. You know, it opens up the whole you know, physical culture to everybody.
Well, I'll tell you something interesting. So I had Brent Lalonde on during the first half hour of the show. I don't know if you had a chance to listen to that, but you know, I said, next to the Olympics, you know, the Arnold is really like a huge venue where people come from all over the world. And I said, do you think that's a stretch? And he said, no. He said, because, and he cited one of the last Olympics, I guess, here in the United States, and said that there was like 10,000 athletes. There's 18,000 athletes in this year's Arnold. And
wow.
there are people and athletes coming from over 80 different countries.
Wow, that's amazing.
I mean, next to the Olympics, this is like the biggest sports/physical culture event in the world. And it's every year in little old Columbus, Ohio, where they bring in, I mean, just a ridiculous number. I want to say, he said it makes $42 million for the city in 4 days. And they
wow.
and over 175,000 people will converge on the city in over 4 days, in just under 4 days.
Well, hopefully the DEA agents stay away this time.
Oh no, they'll be there knocking on. They'll be walking up to supplement. They, you know, they love going there. Let's face it. They probably talk to their bosses. Go, oh come on, can't we go to the Arnold? We'll find somebody to bust. We'll find the supplement company and we'll say they adulterated something. Please, can we go? Can we go? Okay, guys, but stay in a Motel 6. Do not stay in an upscale motel. Okay, thanks, Chief. So, yeah, they'll be there. I'm sure they'll be there. And then, and you know who else shows up, ironically? There's a group of zealots that show up with anti-anabolic steroid posters. And they usually, the night of the pro show at the Veterans Memorial Auditorium, they're usually standing out there with, you know, anabolic steroids kill and all these stupid posters about, you know, that there's, you know, anabolic steroids of this and that, and they march around for a little while.
You know what? I'm going to send you a case of Synthogen.
Yeah.
And instead of Synthogen in the bottles, I'm going to load it with cement and you can heave them right out. They deserve to be pelted with them.
Yeah, yeah. But it's fun. I'm looking forward to it. As soon as my feet heal, I can. My toes are frozen right now, so I'm really not sure if there's any pain or any toes. But I will find out probably once I take my feet from beneath this. This was a bag of ice, and it's now just water. So anyway, well, I'm glad we had the Blueprint Power Hour today. For those of you who missed it, you got your dose. Please go to superhumanradio.com and click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad and learn why you should be receiving the Blueprint Bulletin to your inbox. And also show some love to the new advertiser. They're great. I love this company, Altrient. We're advertising their vitamin C product right now, which is a liposomal vitamin C that is out of this world and actually tastes good, by the way. And we will have their B product and their liposomal glutathione. This is really exciting, folks. These three supplements, in my humble opinion, should be part of the cornerstone of your supplement regimen because they get into the body. And glutathione? Really? Oh, my God. I'm so excited.
Now, one last time. Where can I get the female libido patch?
Oh, go to superhumanradio.com and click the female libido patch banner ad today and give it to your girlfriend or wife, whoever's listening out there, and say it's a fat burner patch. Just see what happens.
No girlfriend, but that might be my ticket.
There you go. It might help you get a girlfriend. There you go. Lock yourself in a room with a girl, put the patch on her, and see if it works. That's all.
I'll report back.
All right. Listen, thanks for being on the show today, Rob.
Thanks, brother.
And thanks to everybody who listened, and also thanks to Brent Lalonde and Matt Lors. Check out the Arnold Sports Festival. We'll see you later.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.